WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 37 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man is accused of driving with a blood alcohol level over 4 times the legal limit. 44-year-old Thomas Straup is out of jail on bond following his arrest last week on a charge of intoxication assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Straup's blood alcohol level was 0.343 when the test was given after his SUV rear-ended another vehicle stopped for the light at Briarcrest and Broadmoor. Straup and 2 people in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital. The crash took place almost a year ago during daylight hours. Yesterday's BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference included an update on the development of a College Station branch of the Houston YMCA from Mayor Carl Mooney.
I'm happy to tell you that the YMCA facility planner has been here in town in the past month, and they are now working on designing the facility that it will eventually be over by the Baylor Scott & White Hospital. That'll be huge for us.
Plans were temporarily put on hold after Hurricane Harvey damaged multiple Houston Y locations. A record crowd attending yesterday's economic conference received a pep talk on how well things are going.
If you've been listening to the speakers here all morning, have you heard anything bad yet? Have you heard anything negative about this community and what is going on?
Jim Gaines, the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, referred to Isaac Newton's law that an object stays in motion to describe how the current positive economy will continue until another force intervenes.
Right now, we just don't see one of those forces. I mean, there are always some downside risks to anything. I mean, you can imagine things that could happen, might happen, and are potential. They're possible. But at this point, just don't look that likely.
Dr. Gaines told the audience of more than 550 that the most endangered species is the worker making less than $40,000 a year doing a repetitive task, because those are the people who will be replaced by technology in the manufacturing and service industries. And he expects affordable housing will continue to be an issue for the next decade as home prices continue to rise faster than homebuyer incomes. You can now text your non-emergency issues to the Brazos County Dispatch Line at 979-361-3888.
What we hope to accomplish with this is one, just keeping up with the times. You know, a lot of people don't like to make a phone call, and they're accustomed to communicating via text message. So this gives them that opportunity. The other thing is it gives our dispatchers a way to text outbound, whether it be to citizens or to police officers out in the field, and be able to send them messages and photos.
Patrick Corley, executive director of Brazos County 911, says the text service applies to residents in Bryan, Wixon Valley, Curtin, and unincorporated areas of Brazos County. Again, that number is 979-361-3888. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 37 degrees. You can call or text us. Our number is 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great New Year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106 or visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:08. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Bright sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure, but the pattern's going to start to change after today we lose the sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65. It'll cloud up tonight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Cloudy with scattered showers popping up tomorrow, 60 to 65. More showers tomorrow night. Lows near 55. Scattered showers Saturday, high somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Jerry Montgomery, we hardly knew ye. He was here in Aggieland for a total of 2 weeks as the assistant head coach, or associate head coach, I should say, and defensive line coach at Texas A&M before heading back up to Green Bay to rejoin the Packers as their D-line coach. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, as well as some Aggies getting some preseason accolades out on the diamond. Braden Shoemake for baseball, Tori Vidalis and Ashley Walters for softball. Be touching on that. The NBA, college, and also, of course, the Larry Nassar ruling from yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, don't believe anything that we say about the temperature because it's wrong.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Just all over the place.
First of all, I said 57 was just wrong. But
right.
It says
57?
I did.
Yeah, you're lying.
Well, yeah. But it said 37, but that's not even right.
Oh, yeah?
Because I checked the temperature when I left my house, and it was 31 there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then I had a guy call me from over near Caldwell.
Okay.
And the temperature in his truck was 25.
Ooh, what? That's really chilly.
Well, and then I go to another weather source that we don't use.
Uh-huh.
And it says that it's 29 out there.
Oh, what? Wow.
So this 37 stuff is a bunch of baloney.
I've got on my two devices either 37 or 33. I'm not about to be down in the 20s.
Yeah. Dump, well,
I'm just not going to believe that.
Dump the 37.
Okay.
It's 37 somewhere, but not here.
Not here.
Just letting you know.
It was 38 in my truck this morning.
Okay,
I thought that's
so
what it said.
I don't know. Well,
oftentimes it gets colder when we get to the station, though.
That's also true because it's always coldest, generally always coldest, right before the sun comes up.
Right.
So there you go.
It's always darkest right before the dawn, Scott.
Well, I heard that. And then you told us about scarecrows, too.
I know.
Weird, anyhow. All right, so here we go. A couple in the UK held their wedding, of course, at a KFC.
Of course.
Which is, I mean, that's the... right?
Much more American can you get in the UK.
Exactly. Right. So Cherish and Ed Sims, her name is Cherish, celebrated their nuptials by having a mega KFC deal along with their 40 wedding guests.
Wow.
I mean, you got a picture of the KFC there. Which is really cool because they've got balloons up, and basically the whole wedding ended up costing them $150.
Oh, wow.
That's
kind of,
that's nice.
That's not bad. She
must have got the $5 Phillips.
She wore a really nice-looking pink sleeveless dress.
Okay.
Sleeveless so that you could see the tattoo on her bicep.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what you'd want in your wedding picture, right?
Of course.
Got British rednecks. Cool. Yeah,
most people are proud of their ink, Scott.
Ink it up and show it on your wedding day. I think that's probably okay.
Please tell me they had somebody dressed up as Colonel Sanders that officiated the wedding. That would have been amazing.
That'd be a really cool thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may do it one of these days. All right, so we were talking yesterday or earlier this week just about how people misuse that object called the phone. I mean, you're around people, it's intrusive,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if the purpose is just to be informative or try to shame you into not using it again, but it's not working. Apparently, a new survey posted by the New York Post says, according to this survey, 1 in 3 U.S. Americans say they cannot get through a meal without being on their phone. And is there nothing...
That's sad.
Well, and here's the other thing that's in addition to just being rude,
right?
What happens if you get a text or some sort of an electronic message through your phone from somebody that you think is humorous,
uh-huh.
and you laugh?
You giggle.
My gosh, yes.
and then you don't share it.
Right.
Yes.
What's
yes.
so funny? Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, as if...
You wouldn't get it.
Yeah,
you... It's about you, so I'm not going to share.
Any of those reasons.
Yeah.
First of all, you wouldn't get it. You're too stupid. It's a better friend than you are that I'm talking to.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and giggle at what they sent me.
Yeah. So here's my deal. We play the phone game a lot at meals, my roommates and I. So we'll put all our phones in the middle, and whoever, you know, if you decide to touch your phone before the bill comes, then you're paying for everybody's meal.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And so that's been a pretty good one.
Now, wait, face up or face down?
Face down. Okay. But you can leave it on if you dare so, because, and then if it starts ringing, you know you're getting a call or a text or whatever.
Serious.
It's it's tempting. Yeah. Yep. So, but we're all too poor to want to pay for everyone's dinner. So it usually works.
Whatever the motivation is.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's always good. And then if we're not doing that, I don't mind so much if you check your phone or if you, you know, whatever. But if I start telling you a story and talking to you, I would appreciate you to put your phone down.
Or if they're on their phone and they keep asking you to repeat yourself because they're obviously not paying attention.
I'll just stop and say, let me know when you're done.
Ooh. Okay.
I get an attitude about people on their phones. I am.
That
if you're going to go to dinner with me or go out for a meal or something, pay attention to me.
Or something. We all know you're going for drinks.
Okay, that too. Sure, that's fine. Whatever.
But think about that social situation. We've all been in it, that awkward situation when, I don't know, you're at a table that's got, like, a lot of people.
Okay.
Right. Seven people or something. Mm-hmm. And somebody begins to tell a story. And about 7 or 8 seconds in, most everybody loses interest in whatever this story is.
Right.
And so they're just begging as they look around the table for somebody to continue to have that connection with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, are you that person? Are you the one who is willing to sacrifice the other conversation?
Usually, okay. Because then I'll probably counter it with a story that's just as uninteresting.
Okay. Well, and the thing
so
is, I
need somebody else to pay attention to me.
I want to say that's a girl thing. I don't know.
I would still rather be listening to a lame story than be on my phone at a table full of people.
Well, go ahead.
And sometimes too, at least back when I was in the old cubicle down the office, I would be talking to somebody. And they would walk off or something. I mean, you know, just making general conversation.
Zach, we're at work.
And
people
they would
have work to do.
They would walk
or not.
Off, and then somebody would come up and say, "Who are you talking to?" And I'd say, "Anybody who'll listen.
Anybody out there?
Like, are you talking to me this whole time?
Just talking.
I like that. That's good. On the opposite side, 17% of the people say they never have their phone with them when they're eating. That's
even
half
with
the number,
them.
Yep.
Wow.
Right. Half the number who say that they have it with them all the time. So I guess that's kind of refreshing. Survey also found the average U.S. American thinks about food 7 times a day.
No, more than that.
But 3% of us really love food and think about it 31 times a day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, so there, I think about it quite a bit.
Somewhere between those two
I usually
things.
Think about it while I'm eating.
Yeah.
What
my next meal
is going to be. I'm already planning things out.
Or what you should have ordered.
Chelsea's a fatty in a skinny girl's body.
Yeah. That's the sweetest thing you've ever said
well,
to me.
Well, I'm feeling generous this morning.
Okay.
I'm usually a pretty good orderer, I have to say so.
What does that mean?
Well, you just said, or what you should have ordered.
Sure.
You know, some people always regret what they order. I feel like I'm usually pretty happy with what I order at places.
Really? You've never had a bad meal?
Oh, no. I've definitely had a bad meal, and there's definitely been times when I've been in between two or three choices and probably picked the wrong one, but... I don't know. I feel like I order pretty well.
717, we've already got our promo for today. So, good. All right. So, all right, if you are that person, if you are on that journey to optimal health, and it is a solo one for many people, you might want to reconsider. There is a new study that has showed when it comes to maintaining your happy weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy weight.
Where you live matters a lot. According to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they analyzed data from over 1,500 military families who were stationed at about 40 different military bases around the world. The purpose of the study was to see if exposures to communities with higher rates of obesity would affect the body mass index of the participants and therefore increase the individual risk of weight gain.
Okay.
If you're around fat people, do you get fat?
Right.
If you're around skinny people, can you get skinny or stay skinny?
Mm-hmm.
What they found was pretty shocking. Living in an area with higher rates of obesity is associated with a higher BMI and an increased risk of obesity in both children and adults. lead author of the study, said, subconsciously, you're affected by the people who you are around.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
by
agree with
what
that.
They are doing.
Mm-hmm.
When I travel to the Bay Area, for example, everybody's riding bicycles. You get there, it seems like you have to buy a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
You move to a community where it's sedentary, lifestyle like that is the norm. Then you join into that. It is totally a social influence.
Fat, yeah. Drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Just saying. So if you are hanging around Fatty McFatfats,
yep.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Now,
stop it.
Sorry, I need new friends.
Lose your friends.
That's it.
Get new friends.
And you don't have to tell them. You just quit showing up.
You just ghost them?
Yeah, exactly.
You just stop showing up.
Why don't y'all go to the gym together and y'all can work on your fit together?
I think, talking about ordering, I think sometimes when you go out with people, they can kind of shame you into certain orders or vice versa. So, you know, you go with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm going big today. I'm getting, you know,
yeah,
whatever Fatty McFat would get off the menu. Then you're like, oh, then I don't feel so bad.
Yeah,
whenever
you go out to eat with somebody.
Yeah.
Who will
but then someone orders
healthy,
the kale salad and you're like, oh, I can't order the double bacon cheeseburger now.
Okay, so,
no, that really didn't stop me.
I know. Yeah, I figured.
Then there's the other side. I'm at a function yesterday and they served lunch and it was a buffet lunch.
Okay.
A buffet.
And so you're going down the line, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, there are people who you may know or may not,
uh-huh.
You know, in the line, and it's a double buffet, so they're on both sides of the table.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's a lot of people watch it.
Right.
Okay? Now, so are you the one who you just zone in on what you're going to eat and you don't care what they're thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
If it's a buffet, I'm up there throwing bows. I'm getting whatever I can get.
The other thing is I'm a plate cleaner. Like, I usually typically clean my plate.
Right.
And so sometimes when you go to these, you know, functions or a luncheon,
right.
and they serve you a meal, you know, I feel like people leave food on their plate just to prove that they're not fat. And I'm over here like, oh, yeah, free food. Like, where's the dinner roll so I can wipe up the extra juices at the end? And I just don't even care anymore. I feel like I used to be a little like guilt. I was like, oh, man, I totally cleared my plate and everyone else has at least, you know, half the food left. What is that about?
Hey, Zach, I'm just telling you, I forget we had some meeting in the conference room and Chelsea went after pizza more than I've ever seen
any girl in my life
go after pizza.
She ran after that.
A lot, you guys.
But again, of course, that's around your coworkers and that's a little different. But when you get out, it's socially. And again, you know, it's kind of a formal function and, mm-hmm. you know, you want to look right and do all that kind of stuff. It's not like you go, oh, man, they're having such and such.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like I'm going to grab like a whole bucket of hot wings or anything. But I mean, if I'm at a buffet or something and I'm the same way as Chelsea, like it's weird how I can't if it's on my plate, I'm going to eat it.
Right.
And I think that's the big thing about portion control, too, is making like smaller plates.
Yes.
Because I've always been I feel like I'm wasting it. Like if I go to a restaurant and I get food.
Oh, yeah.
And I've eaten enough that I'm full, but I don't have enough left over.
For leftovers. You finish
it. I'm going to finish it.
Right. Yep.
I'm going to eat the rest.
Absolutely.
I hope the last 6 or 7 minutes has made everybody feel comfortable with themselves, no matter where they are.
We have one New Year's resolution. Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. The push is on to sell 100 new Chevrolet. Nothing held back like a new 2018 Chevy Silverado. Now save $10,500. Or save over $12,000 with bonus cash. We will not be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Save includes 6,000 factory incentives. 3771 discount. 750 option package city. Finance with GM for 1,000 bonus cash. With proof credit. Stock number 61089. Expires 1/31/18.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, 724 News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Hey, get entered in your chance to win the $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof. Courtesy of the brand-new Aggieland Roofing, just go to our website, WTAW.com, Aggieland Roofing, your Aggie-owned and operated residential roofing specialist serving Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley and beyond. Go in it right now, WTAW.com. Okay, the other day, I'm talking to a person on the phone, and I said, well, you know, if you'll give me your email, I'll send you such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They gave me the email, at yahoo.com.
Really?
And I cut
Did you go...
No.
Must be their junk email.
Are you serious?
No,
yeah, did you just give me your...
yeah, your spam.
Your spam mail.
So, and we've all had that pause then, right?
Right.
You find somebody who does that, or they've got...
AOL.
AOL, pretty scary.
That's mine.
What?
Well, I've got an AOL junk email, so if I don't want to receive your emails, I'm going to give you my AOL.
So if your email address is hansonlover@hotmail.com or whatever, people will judge you for that. You know that,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a car insurance company in England called Admiral has been caught quoting higher rates to people with Hotmail email than Gmails. Yep.
Wow.
And Admiral is actually defending that policy because... they say their research has shown that the kind of people who use Hotmail get into more accidents than people who use what they call modern email addresses.
What? I don't believe that whatsoever.
Just saying, that's it. Just your insurance company looking for justification. All right, if you need a reason to celebrate today, don't forget it's Clashing Clothes Day. Now, you may want to celebrate quietly and just do that in the office and people will look at you, but, you know, you've got absolute justification if you want to. The other thing is, it's opposite day.
Yeah.
Use it however you see fit. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today going to be pretty okay, about 67 or so. Same thing for tomorrow. We are going to get some clouds in and a chance of rain as we move on toward the weekend, but good today, and 48 for a low temperature tonight. Now, Friday night, 50-50 chance of showers, with a low around 56. We'll be right around 70 for Saturday, but have a 60% chance of rain during the day. It diminishes as we move on, and then the sunshine comes back on Sunday, but our high temperature will be 64, about the same thing on Monday as well. But, yeah, not bad, as long as we can duck the showers. Right now, the winds are calm, 70% relative humidity, and we've got 27 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Disney Company says they're going to give employees a one-time cash bonus of $1,000. About 125,000 employees in the U.S. are eligible. Disney will also put $50 million in a fund to help hourly employees with tuition costs. So once the fund's established, they'll keep adding another $25 million every year. Next came Verizon. They just announced they will give their employees stock grants worth almost $2,600 per employee. And then one of America's biggest and most respected corporate giants announced it will bring a significant amount of cash back home. Last year, Johnson & Johnson reported they had $16 billion outside the country. With high corporate tax rates, didn't make any sense for them to bring the money back until now. In a conference call with analysts, Johnson & Johnson said it's time. Under the new Trump tax law, the corporation will bring $12 billion of that cash home immediately. Johnson & Johnson says they plan to use much of that money to pay down debt and to fund American operations. Apple, Walmart, AT&T, Comcast, Wells Fargo, Boeing, hundreds of others. The list is growing so large, it's hard to keep track. All giving bonuses, raises, and reinvesting in America. I wonder, will any of the liberals who work for these companies ever say thank you to President Trump and the Republicans, or will they continue to think it's just crumbs and doesn't really mean anything?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 32 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from the Woodlands is accused of having almost $80,000 of drugs and paraphernalia inside a bedroom at College Station's The Woodlands Apartments. 19-year-old Kobe Milam is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $118,000. According to the arrest report, police had a search warrant following information about drug sales taking place. Officers seized almost 7,300 Xanax pills valued at $39,000, 7.5 pounds of marijuana valued at almost $17,000, and equipment to weigh and package drugs valued at $20,000. A large amount of cash was also seized. The amount was not disclosed. A Bryan police officer on patrol who smelled marijuana coming from a car in front of him leads to the driver being arrested on 10 new charges and warrants from 10 other cases. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Brandon Erskine of College Station had what was described as a large wad of currency, a stolen handgun, cocaine, and marijuana. We've asked Bryan police for the street value of the drugs. The new charges also include resisting arrest and driving without a license with prior convictions. The warrants from Bryan and Brazos County charges Erskine with family violence assault, jumping bail, and drug cases from 2014. According to online records, this is Erskine's 12th time in the Brazos County Jail in the last 10 and a half years. Governor Abbott's call to cap property tax increases at the local level was brought up during yesterday's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
Right now it's at 8%. We've never had to raise taxes. That doesn't mean tax rate. That includes all the value that's added to it. Now I'm hearing the governor with ads that says it ought to be 2.5%. And I will tell you that the things that we've managed to get done probably will only be maintaining the roads that we've got and that sort of thing if they were to cut it even to 4. But I'm not sure we're going to get much done as far as economic development or any of those sorts of things.
Comments from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters were supported by the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines.
And as the county judge rightly points out, it's going to be a problem if you try to limit some of those things and limit the government's and limit tax growth in terms of what the capacity is then for the public sector to deliver.
Peters and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney called on the record crowd of more than 550 attending the chamber event to contact state lawmakers. Yesterday's Economic Outlook Conference included an announcement from Texas A&M of an expanded relationship with the chamber. Associate Vice President for External Affairs Chad Wooten says that includes consulting services from the chamber.
Consultant to work with us on some nonprofit management, some regional engagement, and some work with some other chamber leadership training programs. Roger Martinez from my team is here, is working some of those with Hispanic chambers, etc. And we're very glad that Glenn and the board, John and others, have given us Royce as our consultant for the next 2 years. And that partnership is allowing us to learn from his wisdom, connect better with the chamber.
Wooten says A&M will be a signature sponsor of multiple chamber events. Residents in Bryan, Curtin, Wixon Valley, and unincorporated areas of Brazos County can now report non-emergency issues through text messaging. Patrick Corley is the executive director of Brazos County 911, and he says this new technology allows them to send text messages to citizens.
What we found is, people generally don't answer their cell phone if they get a phone call from a number they don't recognize. And so we've had much better luck in our testing so far of getting a response back from people using text messaging as opposed to a voice call.
That non-emergency number is 979-361-3888. That's 979-361-3888. The Hurricane Harvey Relief Organization, led by the United States' five former living presidents, has announced collecting more than $41 million. One America appeal reported more than 110,000 donors participated in the effort to assist victims in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The chief executive of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation, David Jones, thanked the individual donors and those who participated in a variety of fundraising events on behalf of the former presidents.
We are very grateful to all donors who contributed from $10 to millions of dollars, and to the top music artists who supported this special cause at our Deep from the Heart concert in October.
The foundation, which provided the comments from Mr. Jones, produced last October's concert at Reed Arena. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 32 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hanging out in studio with Jen Zweiker of Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, we talked about the interest rates have been going up here recently.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for people who are prospective home buyers or sellers?
So the first thing I would say is to not to fly into any kind of a panic here. We've had historically low rates, and they're just unsustainable. So this is actually happening far later than I thought that it would. What we can do next time we visit is we can actually talk about some scenarios.
Awesome.
You know, how much further your money would get you at a lower interest rate. Maybe we can look at if you are wanting to have one particular house payment, what this would do to the price range in which you would be shopping. The difference between where we are now and where we're headed in the next 90 days is not huge. But if you start getting into, 7%, 8% interest rate versus a 4% interest rate, you're talking about a pretty big difference. So how about we take a look at that next time?
The market is ever changing. To get ahead of those changes, to even stay with those changes, you need to go check them out. Go to zarealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. There will be lots of challenges facing the District Clerk's office, our courts, and our litigants in the near future. I am the only candidate in this race with the knowledge and experience to handle the tasks of this job on day one. I'm confident that I can perform the task. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. In the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota got some weather sponsored by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
The sunny weather continues for one more day, and then things go downhill as we head into tomorrow and the weekend. It'll be sunny with a high of 60 to 65 this afternoon. Increasingly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds, scattered showers for tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Chance for showers tomorrow night, lows near 55. Cloudy with showers on Saturday. Highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up here in just a few minutes in sports, we'll be talking about Jerry Montgomery, the associate head coach and defensive line coach for Texas A&M. Of all 2 weeks, he's headed back to Green Bay. Reportedly, this is according to a reporter from the Milwaukee Sentinel. And also, by the way, he's no longer on the Facebook, well, not the Facebook page, the actual official website for Texas A&M for the staff. He's no longer there, so apparently he has left town. We'll also be talking Texas A&M on the diamond, a couple of Aggie athletes, actually three Aggie athletes to be exact, getting some preseason accolades, all that more coming up in sports.
All right. By the way, the Super Bowl's coming up. I don't know if you heard about that.
Really?
Not this
Who's playing?
The next Sunday.
Right. Well, it's...
Who's even playing? When was that decided?
It's two teams from the Eastern time zone, so we don't care.
Two teams that people really hate, by the way.
I know. It's kind of funny.
They are, but fans generally are tired of seeing the New England Patriots.
New England.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're there all the time. Yeah.
New study.
Let's get a new guy.
StubHub showed that the get-in price, that would be the cheapest ticket that will get you in the stadium for Super Bowl 52, has dropped by $2,000.
Really?
From Monday to yesterday. The Patriots heading to their second consecutive Super Bowl, where they will face the Philadelphia Eagles, Feb 4. Prices on StubHub currently range from $3,400 to
$20,000. Jeez.
With an average coming in at $6,100. And, you know, I can see where there may be some people who are kind of meh when it comes to New England. And then, apparently, it is impossible to find anyone who believes that the Philadelphia Eagles can win. So, you know, with that in mind, mm-hmm. is there any reason that you would want to go? For instance, we got this right here.
Hey, Alexa, who do you think will win the Super Bowl?
I'm flying with the Eagles on this one. Because of their relentless offense and the momentum they've been riding off their underdog status. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Hey, Alexa, who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I'm rooting for the Eagles. They've never won a Super Bowl, and I like a good underdog story. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, That's Eagles, creepy. Fly.
So now, can you ask uh-huh. Butch or whatever his name is, who's your
sure.
your phone?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Siri, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Apparently, the odds favor the Patriots over the Eagles by 5 points.
He doesn't have as much of an opinion as Alexa does. Here, hold on.
Does he not even
hey,
watch
Siri,
sports?
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I like the X's. They are way better than those O's.
Coach the politically speak. Correct answer.
We got
right.
coach speak
yeah.
going on. All right.
But I'll have to ask my Alexa at home and record it for you guys
that's
and
right.
let you know what she says.
How many talking electronics do you have? Well,
so many. Yeah. That's all my friends.
Yeah, that's it. Remember,
people won't listen to me, so I just talk to Alexa.
Was it your grandmother, right, who got that for
my
you?
My aunt.
Your aunt.
My
got
aunt.
That for you. Okay.
Yeah. I will say it's pretty cool.
Well,
I know she's listening to me all the time, but it's still cool.
All right. Okay. That's fine. All right. So this is us. Is that,
yes.
Is that still a deal for you?
Yes, it is. It is. I did not watch this week's episode yet because I usually
let a few, like, you know, build up. But yes, I'll know. Go ahead. It's fine.
It could be a spoiler.
No, Jack dies. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Well, okay.
No, that's what the show is based on. Oh. Yes, it's fine.
Okay, but do you know how Jack dies?
Well, I know that there's been a lot of clues to how Jack dies. Wow. And so every episode, you know, releases a little bit more of that clue. So I didn't watch this week, but it's okay if you want to talk about
it. Well, this brings up the question, is there no such thing as bad publicity? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently sales of Tide Pods have gone up.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, which is really
unfortunate. Because people are buying them to see what they taste like.
That's
They're it. Licking them.
And I did it for you. You don't have to.
Tide liquor.
FYI, that's right. They don't taste good.
The show's latest episode reveals that the fire that killed Jack was caused by a faulty crock pot.
Oh.
And slow cookers around the world are taking the blame. The Twitterverse promptly lit up with viewers tossing their appliances. And it got so bad that the show creator, Dan Fogelman, had to remind everybody, it's a fictional crock pot.
It's a show.
And it's got a funky switch on it, okay?
Yeah.
He urged them not to lump all those lovely, hardworking crock pots together.
Man.
Oh, how
why
funny.
Why couldn't they have like an electrical fire or something? It's not like people are going to suddenly turn off their electricity.
Hey, speaking of crock pots, how's that Instapot, Scott?
I took it back.
Oh,
Scott!
Wow.
I never opened it. I took it back.
Wow.
I did.
You didn't want to gift it to your lovely co-host?
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we take re-gifts, Scott.
I am hurt. expressed my desire for one and everything.
Did. And I said, after I use it, I'll give it to you, probably.
And you just never used it.
It just got to the point, look, there's only two of us, and it makes heck of a lot of food.
Yeah, true.
Eight quarts.
A friend of mine went to a cooking class last night, and from the pictures she posted on social media, they actually used an Instapot during their class. So I've asked her about it to see if she enjoyed it.
I get it. It's a thing, but that's not the first thing that I've decided not to be a part of. Hello.
Yeah, it's fine.
So all these people throwing those instant cookers or crock pots out, it's just a bunch of crock?
Thank you.
Oh, gotcha.
Just a bunch of crock.
There you go.
By the way, we got a text message in from a listener. If you'd like to text into the show, 979-695-1620, said whenever we were doing the Alexa bit, apparently their Alexa answered when
they have one
Chelsea's
in their master
Alexa.
Bath.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
They're talking to each other. It's creepy.
Yeah.
We also had a text come in about an accident. So here's a little heads up.
Here we go.
Accident on northbound Highway 6 Access Road at the Harvey Road exit. One car is in the ditch between the highway and that feeder road. A second car is in the middle lane of traffic. So it sounds like just a really big hot mess.
Where once again?
We are northbound at the Harvey Road exit on the feeder road.
All right, yeah, because there's nobody there right
now.
No, no.
No one on the way to work.
Nope. 746.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great New Year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106 or visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, are you a tugboat or a rudder? You can tell the difference by the way you motivate your children. Tugboat parents pull or push their children to get them going in the right direction. They remind their children to brush their teeth, clean their rooms, and do their homework. Even if the child usually follows through, tugboat parents remind them anyway. They intervene every step of the way to make sure their children are doing well, even when they are doing well. We're all tugboats from time to time. I know I've grabbed the rope and started to pull when one of my boys hasn't made a good decision. That urge to force them down the right path usually shows up when I'm worried about their health or their well-being. And my worry turns into mild threats, nagging, and endless warnings against the consequences they could face. But there's a better way. A rudder is small compared to the rest of the ship, but it has tremendous influence on its course. Rudders also have less influence the straighter the course. And that's how rudder parents do things. They steer their children in the way they should go, but they give their kids plenty of room to learn from their own mistakes. Children need your instruction, but they also need space. Give them some room to apply the things that you're teaching them. Don't push, pull, or prod children along. Instead, just try encouraging them in the right direction. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikaelin Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. The new year means a new you. Improve your lifestyle, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. Texas A&M Associate Head Coach and Defensive Line Coach Jerry Montgomery will return to the Green Bay Packers as an assistant, according to Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Montgomery, who was hired as part of Jimbo Fisher's staff on January 8th, served as a defensive front assistant for the Packers from 2015 to 2017. And onto the diamond, where three Aggie athletes have earned preseason accolades. Baseball's Braden Shoemake has been pegged a D1Baseball.com preseason All-American second teamer following a freshman campaign that saw him hit 328 with 11 home runs, 69 RBI, and 11 stolen bases. Now for softball, seniors Tori Vidalis and Ashley Walters have been pegged preseason All-SEC. Vidalis started in all 60 games last year, batting 298 with 46 RBI and a team-high 17 home runs. Walters, who started 52 games behind the plate, sported a 315 clip at the dish and led the Aggies with 18 doubles. Patty Mills finished with 15 points, one of eight Spurs to crack double digits as San Antonio topped Memphis last night 108-85. Spurs big man Pau Gasol had a big performance as well, finishing just one assist shy of a triple-double when he was taken out late by coach Greg Popovich.
He didn't get the memo. None of the coaches got the memo. But, you know, it was great. I love the ball movement. I love how guys work hard to get open, and I'm always looking. So if you're open, you're going to get it, and guys know that. And I love that because that encourages motion, movement, aggressiveness, and unselfishness.
After dropping two in a row, Gasol and the Spurs have now grabbed two in a row. Up in Big D, James Harden scored 25 points and dished out 13 assists to lead the Rockets past the Mavericks 104-97. Here's the Beard after the win.
We knew how special this team was just bouncing off last year and then adding Chris and Tuck and Luke and Tark. And that's why we put so much energy and time into the summertime to actually, you know, get in the rhythm, get in the gym, and just be around each other. And so this is no surprise for us. And obviously we're playing well, but we just got to stay healthy And we all have the same goal. And that's why, you know, we look so good.
Teammate Trevor Ariza chipped in with 23 points for the Rockets, who used a big first quarter to propel them to the win. Meanwhile, Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said that fast start from Houston was just too much for his squad.
I mean, we got up 3-0. Things looked pretty promising at that moment. But then it was just like, boom. And these guys are, they're really good. And they hit you hard and they hit you quick. So we needed to be better in those moments, early first, early third. But I thought we did a few good things. We just didn't have enough tonight.
Wesley Matthews scored 29 points for Dallas, which has now dropped 4 of its last 5. In the college game, 8th-ranked Xavier topped Marquette 89-70. 9th-ranked Cincinnati stomped Temple 75-42. Number 19 Auburn blew past Missouri 91-73. And South Carolina upended 20th-ranked Florida 77-72. Tonight, there are several big games on the slate, including 3rd-ranked Purdue, which hosts 25th-ranked Michigan at 6. And number 11 Arizona entertains Colorado out in the desert. Tip-off for that one is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State doctor Larry Nassar has been sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison following a week-long hearing in which more than 150 women and girls offered statements of sexual abuse. Nassar admitted molesting some of the nation's top gymnasts for years under the guise of medical treatment. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame will have 4 new members come July. Former third baseman Chipper Jones, first baseman Jim Thome, outfielder Vladimir Guerrero, and closer Trevor Hoffman have all been elected for Cooperstown. It'll be top-ranked Simona Halep against number 2 Caroline Wozniacki in the Australian Open women's final. Halep topped former champ Angelique Kerber in the semis, while Wozniacki downed Elise Mertens 6-3, 7-6. And the Dallas Stars are back on the home ice this evening. They'll be welcoming the Toronto Maple Leafs to town at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I'd been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise, I'm doing full squats, and I'm living pain-free. And so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Get entered for your chance to win $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof, courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing. Go to our website, WTAW.com. We have not done a space story in so long. I know.
Space news. Space news.
So let's say that they were going to launch a satellite, okay? But not just any satellite. They're going to launch a satellite that looks like a giant disco ball.
Cool.
Oh. Would that be fun? Or
I can get on board with that.
Yeah. Put a little Donna Summer on this thing. Okay, so it's a company from New Zealand that is going to launch this big, bright satellite, and it's called, are you ready?
Ready.
The Humanity Star.
Yeah,
the
man.
The Humanity Star.
65 mirrored panels, so it looks like a geodesic sphere up there, and as it orbits, it rotates to reflect sunlight back to Earth. Satellite goes around the Earth about every 90 minutes, but here's the deal. It's for a limited time only.
Oh, man.
Yes, the best time to see it in U.S. America will be in March when its orbital path passes directly overhead. If you miss that window, you might be able to catch a glimpse of the satellite later in the year, but you have to hurry because it will fall to Earth in 9 months.
Now, are we actually going to be able to see and tell it's a disco ball?
I'm letting you know today about it.
Okay.
I guarantee you we will know more about this satellite by the time it crashes to Earth than you ever knew. And who knows, it may crash even close to here.
Yes, sweet.
That'd be nice. High today will be about 67 degrees. Same thing for tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Low temperature tonight around 48. Got a 50-50 chance of showers on Friday night. It's a 60% chance of rain on Saturday with a high near 70. And then sunshine comes back on Sunday with a high of 64. 33 right now, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.